Lightning Bets coming your way 20 minutes from now. Joe O, Sammy P, thanks for hanging out on this Tuesday. We're bouncing around all over the place. It's been very sportsy, content heavy. That's the time of the year that we're in now with the baseball playoffs starting today. Make sure we cover all of those angles, and it'll be throughout. Like, just because we're hitting on the MVP before doesn't mean we won't regularly update that or a number of other markets. There's way too many markets that we don't even have time for during football season to get to, like all these stat categories. So anything that comes to mind that we want to bring up, we'll make sure to hit every single day as we break this thing down. We will get to that. We will get to nickel or dime coming up in a few minutes as well. But Sam, big NFL week of injuries. I think this is like a huge waiver wire when you look at it. Anytime you jump into buys, first off, what kind of depth do I have? How am I going to cover this guy sitting, that guy sitting? We've got four teams on bye this week: Atlanta, Chicago, Green Bay, Pittsburgh. So that makes the waiver wire even more important. And then, you know, our guy Brinson brought it up. I talked about maybe Woody Marks for Offensive Rookie of the Year. You know he's going to be popular. We want to get to Gertz in a minute here. But the receiver injuries were massive this week. Of course, you have Malik Nabers. He's now done for the year. And Tyreek, it was funny, on the drive to the game to baseball yesterday, I was like, we were going over some of the big injuries. My son's opponent in fantasy, they had like three people out for the year. I'm like, oh, you've been pretty lucky. You've been pretty lucky with injuries.
Yeah.
Hour later, he has Tyreek shred his knee. I'm like, that was my fault, dude. As soon as I said it, I'm like, I shouldn't have said that. But that goes down. But yeah, it's going to be a big week waiver wire for sure.
I got smoked in Survivor. Well, I got smoked in Survivor too, but I got smoked in Fantasy, Gertz. 134-86. I also, not that it mattered, because I was in my second hour of wedding photos at the time, I failed to bench Terry McLaurin, who didn't play. I had no idea.
Oh, no. And you knew all week he wasn't going to play.
Which shows you how much I care about fantasy. Even right. If I started Terry McLaurin twice, or like a good player like Nico Collins twice, I wouldn't have won. 134-86, I am getting absolutely railroaded in fantasy, so I need help.
Who'd you go against? What was the player that was like?
Bo Nix, Josh Jacobs had 31. The Lions kicker had 13. Devontae had 15. I got
just wait till this week. Brinson says Devontae's having 500 yards.
I got none from McLaurin. I got three from Njoku. I got four from the Vikings defense. 10 from Trey Benson, who I was very excited about. 10 from Tet McMillan. I mean, I'm just decimated. I'm already down four starters. So, whatever. It is what it is. I lost. Like, the season's a loss. Like, you can't recover from that. What should we do, Gertz? What's the move on the waiver wire?
Oh, really?
Well, usually Paul does that, not Gertz.
Whoa.
The technical guy.
Oh, gee. Oh, and he's gone. All right. Well, that was talking waiver. We got you. Let's go.
That was the waiver wire segment.
Lock in.
Lock in, please. Well, guys, as you have been alluding to since we started this segment here, injuries, the biggest driving factor when it comes to the waiver wire here heading into week five. Look at the quarterback position. Maybe you have Lamar Jackson. He may miss some time with a hamstring injury. I am a Lamar Jackson owner, and I was able to snag Dak Prescott right before the game started on Sunday night. Then he, of course, blew up. But wow. Dak could be another quarterback that is on your waiver wire. If he is there, I highly suggest picking him up. Look good with George Pickens against the vaunted Green Bay Packers defense. So Dak, if he's out there, might as well pick him up. Matthew Stafford, only 43% rostered on Yahoo. He's coming off of a huge 33% performance against the Colts, 375 yards, three touchdowns. If you guys can think back to the beginning of the season, my very first 10 toes down was telling you to stay away from every single Rams player for fantasy purposes, and I could not have been more wrong. So I think I'm down to like six toes left or something like that. But
can I point out, because I thought about this yesterday, I want to point out that since he said Indiana and Bears are going winless, the two of them have gone 4-0.
Yes. I guess the rule is to just fade whatever I say when it comes to 10 toes down. Matthew Stafford, another Rams player, killing it. He should be available, as I mentioned on the wire. Another quarterback you could look at, Sam Darnold, only 21% rostered. Hasn't been all that great. I think he's coming off of a 17-point performance from last week. But if you need a spot start a quarterback, might be able to do worse than Sam Darnold. He's been fairly decent for the Seahawks when it comes to fantasy. Number one waiver wire pickup of the week, Joe O's guy, Woody Marks, Houston Texans running back, scored twice last week. Monster, 25-point performance, only 32% rostered on Yahoo. His usage has gone up in this offense every single week of the season. So Woody Marks, possibly offensive rookie of the year candidate. I still think that this Houston Texans offensive line is trash to the point where you can't start Woody Marks. But again, fade whatever I say. So go out and get Woody Marks 100% fabbed up. My guy now, I guess, Kendre Miller, running back for the New Orleans Saints. Again, I was wrong about him. He's getting more and more work every single week, especially in the passing game. So Kendre Miller could be a running back that you could look to. And one of the biggest questions of the week, Joe, you mentioned it as we were starting off here, who is going to step up for the New York Giants in the absence of Malik Nabers? Darius Slayton, he has had nearly four targets each game this week, or each game this season. Only 3% rostered on Yahoo. I think most likely the biggest beneficiary of the Nabers injury is going to be Wandale Robinson. He is most likely not out there. I'm looking at 49% rostered, but if he is, I would definitely go pick up Wandale Robinson, another weapon for Jackson Dart to throw to once Nabers is out. After the Tyreek injury, Malik Washington, wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins, 4% rostered on Yahoo, did have a return touchdown earlier this year, and those vacated Tyreek targets are going to have to go somewhere. They can't all go to Darren Waller, who could also be another waiver wire pickup this week. Tight end for the Miami Dolphins. Darren Waller, really, guys? Are we doing this? I'm not sold. He has barely played any football, but he did score twice last night. So, again, what do I know? Elsewhere, defenses and special teams. You can look to the Arizona Cardinals playing the atrocious Tennessee Titans this week. They are probably the best spot start for defenses and special teams on the board this week. You could also maybe look to the Cleveland Browns. Horrible team, fantastic defense. They get the Minnesota Vikings in London. So there's a few waiver wire pickups for you guys heading into week five.
All right. Good stuff. I don't know if you can pick up Dart. I think you're right. Like, just go somewhere else. And now without Nabers, he's going to use his legs, which will be interesting. And that gives you another. But you could say that about Fields. Like, you saw what he did last night. Like, he had a good game overall because you had the 81 rushing yards. But yeah, I don't know that you can get Dart. But maybe I'll be wrong. He went out and won a game without Nabers. All right, Joe O, Sammy P, BetSweats, BetMGM Network. Let's bring in Jake Hassan and play a little nickel or dime. Hey, Jake.
Hello again.
Hello again.
Happy birthday, Jake.
How are you feeling? What are your plans for the rest of the day?
A whole lot of nothing. My friend just texted me that he fell backwards into some Blackhawks preseason tickets.
Today?
It's like,
when's the preseason?
Today, apparently, I guess. I was like, sure, hockey, why not? Let's do it.
You're going?
I guess.
You're going, yeah, I mean, to the Hawks?
They're like on the glass, so why not? Sure. I mean, it's my best friend, so it's an excuse to hang out on a Tuesday, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. But other than that, put the flask inside the sock.
And right. You'll be. Oh, yeah. Instead of paying $22 for a Miller Lite at the United Center, yeah. Nope. Well, we'll figure something out, but otherwise it's just going to be watching the baseball. The phone will be out because I think these games are going to rock, and I'm very excited. Anyway,
all right, you can get in the Hawks game. StubHub, $18.
Oh yeah, they're giving them away. To be clear, we did not pay money for these. He was given the ticket. So that's the only reason. Free 99, sure. Why not?
Yeah, on the glass. I get it. I understand. But you'll be checking your phone on baseball scores the whole time.
Oh, I'm going to be streaming the games on my phone 100%. Yeah.
Please send us a picture of you watching the baseball game. Set the phone on the rail if you can. So you're watching baseball during the preseason hockey game. I'm going to guess you're not going to make any preseason hockey bets either. I would hope not, because come on.
If anybody has any angles, you want to DM them to me, sure. But yeah, I'm not getting in these streets for Connor Bedard's shot attempts tonight. I think I'm good.
Oh my God. That'd be hilarious. Do you know who they're playing?
They are playing the Detroit Red Wings. I did know that.
Good.
Because I did. I did get told that information, though. I'm not that good.
Joe's heard of
it. I have heard of that team. So, yeah. Can't wait. You know, birthday on a Tuesday. Options pretty limited. It's not like we're doing much here.
I definitely would not watch if it was in my backyard today. Definitely not. Not for preseason. Like, it's got to be regular season. Maybe I'll keep one of the curtains.
I'm not kidding. Our guy, Alex Smith, just texted me. These are definitely bets for tonight. There's no way it's not. He goes, bet Hawks money line. He said, bet Hawks money line. They're playing their opening night lineup. Amazing. Shout out Alex Smith. It's a guy.
Good job. Good job. Well, now you got some action on that. You got a lot of action out there today. All right. Yeah, here we go, nickel or dime.
All right, first nickel or dime. We did talk about both of these teams, World Series based. Would you rather go the nickel 500 on the Blue Jays over the Phillies, exact matchup 25-1, or $1,000 the dime on Harper World Series MVP 17-1, Joe?
I don't think either are happening. How do I spend less money? I guess
secret option C, death
is less than the dime. So yeah, I'll go with the nickel. The Blue Jays over the Phillies, even though Blue Jays have a chance, but I don't think that's our matchup.
Just for Paul's sake. Harper MVP.
Okay. Harper.
Moon. Joe Carter. Bring it back.
Oh, Jesus. He's still. Yes. Yes. Get a repeat.
I don't know if this anti-Phillies Paul is like, famously the mush pan. I don't know if we have to start just jamming in Phillies stuff. Or like, I don't know how to fade this. Where's the room? Need the room. All right. Would you rather go the nickel on Pavia Heisman 15-1 or the dime on Bama and Miami Moneyline Parlay -116, Sam?
I'm very nervous about Miami. So I'm going to take the nickel on Pavia Heisman.
Okay. I'm also opposite. I thought you were going to go there. I thought you were going to go with dime. Okay, Pavia Heisman. See, the thing is, I definitely think if you pull off the upset this week, he's going to be one of the favorites. He could be the clear-cut favorite in a couple of weeks. You've got this road, but they probably also need to make the playoff out of the SEC, which is going to be very, very tough to do. Even with a big upset here, it's going to be tough. I like that money line parlay. I would go dime there. That's where I'll go. I'll go dime.
Last 90 seconds here. We'll go quick. Would you rather go the nickel on Ravens to miss the playoffs +280 or the dime on the Chiefs to win the AFC West +145, Joe?
Yeah, I'm going Chiefs. I'll do that with the dime. We were just talking baseball with an MLB postseason no sweat SGP token. Get your stake back in bonus bets. Step up and find your pitch over at BetMGM. What do you think, Sam? Ravens miss or Chiefs win the West?
On the flagship yesterday, I did a spot on the show, and Nick said that the Chiefs are the team to beat in the AFC now. So that has me clouded.
Is that clouded. A Super Bowl pick?
I don't know. Team to beat, though, AFC. So let's go Ravens miss the playoffs.
Ravens miss. Okay. Better start winning soon. This Lamar injury, if that lingers, oh boy, this it just could be a throwaway year. But the market is not saying that we're there, that there's way too much time left. Joe O, Sammy P, Lightning Bets on the other side. Make sure you're here. Go over our favorite baseball plays of the day. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.